You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today we are speaking with Graham Perkins, co-founder and director at Rundle, a social media-style digital network where professional services, companies, clients, and communities can collaborate and transact. Graham, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you today as well. And so tell me, what was the inspiration that drove you and your co-founders to create Rundle to get things started here today?
Right, thanks. Yeah, so Rundle brings the digital sophistication and community experience that we're all used to in our personal, in our personal lives through social networks to the delivery and consumption of professional services. The three founders of Rundle have been involved in professional services before. And what we always noticed was that we just wondered why couldn't we connect and collaborate with the speed and simplicity that we do with our friends and family on social media in our business transactions. We just found that they were really fragmented and siloed, and it didn't seem right anymore. So within that business, we were building technology, and so we just had the capability to look at that problem and try and solve it. In being involved in professional services businesses, we were aware that there were quite a number of collaboration tools out there, but they all seem to solve collaboration inside one team. And in our business, we were already doing that. We felt we were doing a great job in delivering OneStream, our professional service. We just always noticed that the problems always came up when we were working together with other professional services, people working together on behalf of a shared customer. So that was the problem at the interface of all those parties. We just needed to solve that. So that's sort of what underpins how Rundle came about. So we've been able to really leverage that social media style of interaction. So things like activity feeds, secure sharing of information, notifications, requests and approval, but bringing that together with transactions and all the different parties that might be working together.
You mentioned the concepts of information silos and transparency. Could you give some insight as to how you are overcoming the silo effect?
Yeah, so it sort of starts, it's in a number of ways, but it starts right at the beginning. And I think it's something that we can all relate to. It happens when you might submit a web form or you might fire up an email and, you want something done by somebody and, you expect a good service. What happens then is you get some type of response and then you wait. And, in the back of your mind, you know that there's some process that's being kicked off and you know something's going to happen, but you don't know exactly what's happening and when. And so with Rundle, we're providing business service providers the ability to really map out and expose and, really make transparent all of those processes that they do all the time. And then through doing that, providing the transparency to all the other people that they work with, so everyone knows how each other operates, and then bringing that into the actual transaction itself. And so everyone at all points in time knows where each other are up to, who's doing what and what needs to be done next and when things are due. So that's sort of just one part of it. I think it's also about business or enterprise application software is targeting individual streams of work, but where companies are trying to work together, they're doing things like sharing information and data in letters, like sending off a printed letter or emailing it, and then people are getting those and then typing them, sort of rekeying that data back into their own systems. So just being able to get that information flowing between the different service providers is another way where we're sort of overcoming the silo effect.
At a client level, what changes are you seeing in their approach to business, customer service and industry collaboration? Get into that, if you would.
I think it's just quite a few things, but it's just the speed of the speed of doing business. So people just expect to get the information that they need to make the decisions and act, you know, right now. So everything needs to be on demand. No one wants to wait. And I think that's, again, because that's what they're used to now in their personal lives, in social media and social networks. It's, you get that type of experience already, and so you then start to look for it in other ways. And why wouldn't you have that in your professional services? So that's sort of been one of the big changes that we've noticed. It's also about, you know, that really it's about a sort of a new value system. I think in business today, clients are really expecting a whole lot more transparency and visibility. I think the kind of democratization of information that's going on around the world has sort of changed the mindset of people. So if you're kind of protecting or trying to hide what you're doing for someone, it just doesn't add up anymore. So that's kind of a real mindset shift that's changing, you know, the way people are approaching business today. And again, just if once you're hooked into those kinds of networks, it's really just the speed of things. It just has to be different and fast these days.
Today we are joined by Graham Perkins, co-founder and director at Rundle, a social media style digital network where professional services, companies, clients, and communities can collaborate and transact here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Graham, what industry sectors do you see that could benefit from a more collaborative approach aided by technology?
I think a whole lot of industries, so examples like property and real estate, which we know very well, but also in healthcare, insurance, government services. I mean, we've always designed Rundle to be fundamentally generic to any particular business process. We feel like we've solved the problem of collaboration around a process between multiple companies and teams with their shared customer. And then applying that into different industries is just about bringing in the actual process template, so how things get done in that particular industry, and the add-on tools and services that we can hook in to bring the solutions they need to speed up their digital transactions. So, you know, if we think about the property real estate example, it's conveyances, lawyers, finance brokers, real estate agents, local government working together around a transaction. In healthcare, you have a very similar situation where you might have an anesthetist, a surgeon, a hospital, all working together for the benefit of a patient, and they're all relatively independent service providers, and that's a problem of collaboration and transparency, just like it is in the property example. And even just in government services, you know, if you're purchasing a vehicle, for example, you may need to deal with a buyer and a seller and a government agency that's responsible for the transfer of the asset. And so that type of example just keeps coming up as we go more into this space. And it really comes back to the fundamental idea that if you're sending off emails or making lots of phone calls or scheduling meetings to try and keep up to what's going on with what's going on in your professional services, then you might just ask yourself, is there a better way?
Certainly a good question to ask yourself, most definitely. Now, I understand you've recently received a patent for the software. What does this mean for Rundle?
So the patent is really exciting for us because it just sort of cements our position as thought leaders in this space. We feel like it's, you know, perhaps a whole new category of business software and something that people haven't been solving to date. And I think that there's a number of reasons for that. I think business application software is really focused on single streams of business, and they're trying to help their customers. But it's really to start thinking about you know, if those software providers would think about their customer's customer, there's another layer to providing great value. So our patent is about connecting up different transactions together and having the different information, notifications and status updates start to flow more fluently between different transactions that can be running in parallel on our platform. So I think it's just a scenario which is going to really increase the value that Rundle offers to those types of business transactions.
And congratulations, it's certainly in order in regards to the software. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, it's just been a great journey for us. We've been at this for a number of years, and we're down here in Australia, and we always hear a lot about what's going on in Silicon Valley. But, yeah, you know, people really connected now with the opportunities that are available in business with technology, and particularly, you know, online and mobile type technology. So we've been really enjoying working on something that we're really passionate about. And it's just not 9 to 5 for us. So, you know, we've got sense that we're onto something and we're working really hard to make the most of it.
Well, Graham, keep up the good work. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Rundle?
Yeah, so we'd like to invite people to check out our website. It's www.rundle.com, R-U-N-D-L. Or you can send us an email to sales@rundle.com, and we'd be happy to follow up and tell people a little bit more about what we offer and, you know, what we're trying to achieve.
Once again, Graham, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Eric.
We have been speaking with Graham Perkins, co-founder and director at Rundle, a social media style digital network where professional services, companies, clients, and communities can collaborate and transact. And for more information, simply visit Rundle.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.